to talk with the mayor of Laguna Beach, Bob Whalen. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, Tom.
Good to have you on the phone. And we were talking about the Sawdust Festival doing a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend to try to raise money for the Maui relief. You were saying you wanted to say something about the fires.
Well, yeah, I did. I had a statement that I made last week that I think you may have shared with your listeners. Clearly, we've been focused on wildfire risk here in Laguna for a number of years. Since the Maui fires, many people have reached out through city email, text, phone message, again, expressing concerns about, you know, risk of fire here in Laguna Beach. And I want to assure people that we are continuing to focus on that. In fact, I've got a call this afternoon with our police chief, fire chief, emergency coordinator, and assistant city manager. We're going to put together, I hope, a workshop in the next month or 6 weeks to review where we are, what we've done, and what more we can do, and try to educate the public also about the risks of fire. So I wanted to share that with you, Tom, and your listeners.
Yeah, it's really good that that goes on, because the city does prepare quite a bit with the hillside brush cleanup and fire fuel removal, as well as their emergency alert systems. KXFM is emergency response station that you can tune to at 104.7 to get city news and other emergency news. And Bob, you're just spearheading this to keep us right in line with being as safe as we can.
Yeah, that's what we're certainly hoping. We want to look at, you know, the Maui situation, which has lots of parallels to Laguna, you know, high winds, dry brush. One road in and out, ingress. So, yeah, we've done a lot, but we wanted to look at those lessons. You know, it seems like there may have been not enough early alert over there. We've focused a lot with our outdoor warning system, and we've done an evacuation study, but you know, we just need to walk through it, make sure we're absolutely on top of it. I think a lot of it, Tom, is going to be education of the community, you know, how you can be ready and how quickly you may need to move.
You guys going to set up at the Suzy Q to give an update and conference with people or at City Hall? What do you think?
I'm not sure it'll either be one of those two locations. We want to do a workshop. I want to do it outside of a council meeting so we can have more free flow of discussion, you know, presentation. So we'll talk this afternoon about that. And, you know, it's probably going to, I'm thinking maybe a 2 or 3 hour workshop where our folks present and people get to ask questions. And then we all, you know, we all try to piece it together as best we can. We're coming on the 30th anniversary of our horrible October 93 fire, so
yes,
it's top of mind anyway for that.
And you've got the Community Emergency Response Team, CERT, with our good friend Chris Whitehouse, and people, our citizens, taking classes on how to participate in emergency response, and I really like that.
Our CERT program is really terrific. We've had a gentleman, Sonny Myers, on our Emergency Disaster Preparedness Committee who's been running that for years. It's, you know, several hundred people have been trained now. We wish more would go through the process as well. In the last year or so, it's been interesting and exciting to me. They've been able to get some high school students to go through the program.
Oh, that's excellent.
So if there are any high school students out there listening, we'll have another class, I believe, this fall. Yeah, but that's the kind of network you really count on during an emergency to assist with evacuations and assist with, you know, minor first aid administration. So it's definitely a community-wide effort to be ready and to respond.
We've had wonderful announcements from little Max Whitehouse, who's the CERT kid radio announcer, also my substitute surf reporter here at KXFM. So we'll be announcing those fall classes for CERT for sure.
That's great. I appreciate your promoting it. And as you said, you know, the radio station is one of our key communicators in times of emergency. You can tune to the radio station and get, you know, real live-time updates. We appreciate that partnership with the station.
Well, Bob Whalen, Mayor of Laguna Beach, thank you so much. I know you're on a busy schedule, and thanks so much for calling in on Radio Neighboring Neighbor with the Mayor on Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, brother. Yeah, Mayor Bob Whalen is just spearheading all kinds of great programs for us, including getting us the South Laguna beaches that were part of the county now belong to the city of Laguna Beach. And so we're really happy to have that.